Washington State coach Mike Leach has joined us, and the Cougars are hosting UCLA on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
Your first question comes from Scott Johnson, the Everett Herald.
Hey, Coach Leach. I wanted to talk about kind of the post game of the game the other day. When you kind of call out position players specifically and stuff, is there something that goes on behind the scenes after that? Do you ever kind of take guys in and have to massage some egos, or what's kind of the fallout within the locker room after that?
Well, there hasn't been any fallout, and you just address any concerns or problems that exist, but we weren't aware of any other than we didn't have good effort, and that starts with the coaches.
And as you're probably aware, fair or unfair, there may be a reputation from what happened at Texas Tech. Are you any more leery about player treatment or anything, or is it any different now for you than maybe it has been in the past?
No, just do the best you can.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from Ruth Robbins, realdogs.com. Ruth, your line is open.
I'm here. Sorry about that. I was on mute. Hi, Coach. Play the devil's advocate for a minute. In all fairness, when you take over a team that's been a losing for a long time and you get into these situations where, it appears that there's criticism in the media toward the team, how much does that play into what you also need to do in order to build the confidence up in these guys?
Say it again. When you've been losing as a team and something that what happens? Hello?
All right, thanks. Yeah.
Ruth, could you repeat the question?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not hearing very well. I just wondered, when you take over a team that's been losing a long time and then they're struggling now and there's a lot of talk about you calling out players in the media and whatnot, are we missing something else that goes on behind the scenes for you where you're actually working to build up their confidence, too?
Well, first and foremost, I called out myself and the other coaches, which I don't know why, but that seems to be ignored. Of course you do. You do a lot of things. But the thing is that the starting wrong is to have great effort. And it's got to be addressed if you don't. And, I mean, everybody understands great effort, or should. I mean, it's nearly impossible not to. And of course, you do a variety of things. You take a variety of approaches.
Yeah, well, thanks, Coach. I appreciate your honesty.
All right, thanks.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. We have a question from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Mike, has there been any clarity for you with Marcus Wilson of whether he has left the team or not?
I haven't talked to him. He's certainly suspended for this week, though.
So there is a door window open for him to return?
That'd be between him and me.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions?
You have a question for Chris Chancellor, HoopFan.com.
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to talk with you a little about Dominique Williams and what you've kind of seen out of him. Because, I mean, obviously he's emerged at the same time as well.
I think he's played well. I think he's played hard, and he's gotten steadily better in the course of the year.
Did you have a follow-up, Chris? Okay, any additional questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, that'll do it. Mike, thanks for your time today, and good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.
See you.
Bye.